when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling with his disciples to Gaya Dham, he appeared to go into a ecstatic trance, and it was recognized as a very severe fever. And his disciples, students, they began to try every type of remedy, medicine and herb, to try to cure it. But nothing seemed to work. At that time, Lord Sri Gaurachandra, he told his students that you bring me the water that has washed the feet of a pure Brahman. They brought the water that had washed the feet of a pure Brahman, and he drank it. And in this way, he immediately became cured. Throughout the scriptures, the Supreme Lord is revealing to us the ultimate sanctity of the association of great devotees of the Lord. Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, humbly washed the feet of Sudama Vipra. It is said by Mahaprabhu, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastra Koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy, that even a single moment's association with a pure devotee, with a great sadhu, can open the doors to the ultimate liberation in life. And we should know that there is no greater gift, there is no greater fortune coming from Krishna than when he gives us the association of his surrendered devotees. So this evening we are very fortunate because we have been given by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, by the grace of Lord Sri Krishna, the kind association of Srila Jayapatak Maharaj, Srila Acharya Pad. On behalf of everyone assembled here, Maharaj, we would like to thank you and welcome you. Srila Acharya Pad is one of the senior most disciples of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He was one of the first devotees from the Western world to come to India to assist our Guru Maharaj in spreading the glories of the holy name. He went to Mayapur Dham on the order of Gurudev when it was nothing but a barren field filled with snakes, mosquitoes, and all sorts of diseases. And it was practically impossible for anyone to remain there. Plus, there was deadly threats by various Muslim communities. What to speak of someone from a Western land? But out of his great surrender and sacrifice to Gurudev's desire, he remained, tolerating all sorts of incredible hardships, steadfast determination. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has said, Vyavashayatma ka budhir ekeha kurunandana, bahusha ka hinantascha budhaya vyavashayanam. That this verse from the Gita means that one must have implicit faith and determination in executing the order of his Gurudev, to make that order one's life and soul. So now, if you go to Mayapur, many of us will, you will see one of the most beautiful, wonderful spiritual paradises in all the world. And of course, with the blessings and empowerment of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Jaipatak Maharaj, has been so very instrumental in rendering this great seva. Throughout the world, he leads devotees in the chanting of Hari Kirtan and the discussion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wonderful pastimes, which inculcate the essence of all the philosophy of Sanatana Dharma. So I would like to humbly request Srila Jaipatak Maharaj to speak this evening from whatever you would like to speak to us. I just did. The best I know, I just spoke. Srila Jaipatak Maharaj ki. Srila Jaipatak Maharaj ki. Srila Jaipatak Maharaj ki. He's also been always a very loving well-wisher to all of us.
Jnananjana salakaya Chakshushunamilitam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna prasthaya bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunnavadhi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Trishe Namo Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanesvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Godadharo Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta
Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Narayana Namaskritya Narangshaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Nato Jaya Mudiyaje Mukakuruti Vachalam Pangurlangayate Girin Yatkipa Tamahang Vande Sri Gurung Dinatadinam Yat Kripa Tamahang Bande Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Om Tat Sat. When Lord Chaitanya was a schoolboy, one of his closest friends was Jagadananda Pandit. And Jagadananda Pandit and Nimai, as Lord Chaitanya was known, they had many childhood pastimes together. In one account given by Jagadananda Pandit, they went playing by the side of the Alakananda River in Navadvip Mayapur Dam, which is in the island of Godrum. This is a place not different from Banarasi. This is the temple of Harihar Kshetra on one side. On the other side there was a beautiful forest. So Nimai, Gauranga, and Jagadananda, they went into this forest. They happened to come across the parrot. And Lord Chaitanya became very ecstatic when he saw the parrot. And he said that, oh, Sukadeva, the parrot sage, the sage who repeated the Srimad Bhagavatam but made it sweeter, was always glorifying the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. My dear parrot, my dear Sukapaki, you are not different than Sukadeva. So please tell us the glories of Radha and Krishna. Chant Radha and Krishna. But the parrot, dancing a little, instead of chanting Radha and Krishna, began to chant, Gaura, Gaura!
Gaura, Gaura!
Gaura, Gaura! Lord Chaitanya covered his ears. He said, No, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear the glories of Radha and Krishna. Chant Radha and Krishna. But the parrot chanted, Gaura, Gaura!
Gaura, Gaura!
Gaura, Gaura!
No!
Why are you chanting this? Nimai said, This land of Navadvip is not different than the land of Vrindavan. So you should be chanting the holy names of Radha and Krishna. The parrot replied that yes, Navadvip is not different from Vrindavan. And now Radha and Krishna have combined into the form of Gauranga. So if you want to worship Radha and Krishna, you can. You can worship whoever you want. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to worship Radha and Krishna in the form of Gaura, Gaura!
Gaura, Gaura!
Gaura,
Gaura!
Lord Chaitanya held his ears and ran away. He didn't want to hear that. So, I'm kind of in the same situation. I wanted to hear some of the transcendental nectar from Radhanath Swami Maharaj.
Jai Pratak Maharaj ki!
So I'm sure that in the end he won't let us down. Since we are to serve the Vaishnavas, and he has asked me to speak, so I must carry out his instruction. Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 14 of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Apana saṃsitiṃ gauraṃ yannāma vivaso grinan tathā sadyo vimuccheta yad bhibheti svayaṃ bhoyam. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified.
Could you repetition? Could you repetition? Could you do repetition?
Purport. Vasudeva, or Lord Krishna, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is the supreme controller of everything. There is no one in creation who is not afraid of the rage of the Almighty. Great asuras like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, and others who are very powerful living entities were all killed by the Personality of Godhead. And the Almighty Vasudeva has empowered His name with the powers of His personal self. Everything is related to Him, and everything has its identity in Him. It is stated herein that the name of Krishna is feared even by fear personified. This indicates that the name of Krishna is not different from Krishna. Therefore, the name of Krishna is as powerful as Lord Krishna himself. There is no difference at all. Anyone, therefore, can take advantage of the holy names of Lord Sri Krishna, even in the midst of the greatest dangers. The transcendental name of Krishna, even though uttered unconsciously or by force of circumstances, can help one obtain freedom from the hurdle of birth and death. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation and purport. Living beings who are entangled in the meshes of birth and death can be freed even by unconsciously chanting the holy names of Krishna. Consider if one consciously chants the holy names, how much transcendental blessing will be showered upon that person. The holy name of Lord Krishna is explained by Rupa Goswami, Anan Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Suddha Nitya Muktoha Vinatva Nama Namino. That the holy name is a Chintamani, it's a living transcendental vibration. It's eternally pure, liberated, not different from the Lord Himself. The holy name is a very, very special blessing for the conditioned souls of Kali Yuga. Once Narada Muni was asked why Parikshit Maharaj did not simply finish off Kali when Parikshit had captured Kali, when Kali was, the personality of Kali was beating the cow and the bull of Dharma and Bhumi. But then Narada Muni explained that in this age of Kali, Lord Krishna gives a very special benediction, that simply by chanting His holy names, by reading and hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam from the lips of a pure devotee of Krishna, one can achieve pure bhakti, which otherwise is very, very difficult to achieve. Sukadev Goswami summed it up in the end of the Srimad Bhagavatam when he told Parikshit Maharaj, Kalo dosir nidhi rajan hasti hyaka mahan guna. The age of Kali is an ocean of defects, but it has one very great good quality. If you take Lord Brahma one time, he took all of the bad qualities of Kali and he took all of the Vedas, everything on the one side, and put the Srimad Bhagavatam on the other side of his scale. The Srimad Bhagavatam was heavier. Similarly, Sukadev Goswami, he is putting all the problems, all the difficulties of Kali Yuga on the one side, and the one good quality on the other side, and the good quality outweighs everything. What is that good quality? Kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha parang bhajet. Chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna in kirtan, By chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna, one is freed from the bondage of this material world, the association of the three modes of nature, and one is transferred to the spiritual sky. Parang Bajet. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he specifically came to give this mercy of the Harinama Sankirtan. He had other internal purposes as well, but this was his external purpose, to give us the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. By taking advantage of the Lord's presence in the form of His holy name, we can immediately get the association of Krishna. Someone may say, well, how will this help? How does this get rid of the problems? The Vedas are explaining that all these problems are due to nescience. They're due to the ignorance of our own spiritual existence, ignorance of our relationship with Krishna. And Krishna, this ignorance is like the darkness, but Krishna is like the sunlight. Wherever there is Krishna, then there is no darkness. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hoyandakar Jaha Krishna Taha Maya Nahi Adhikar. So there was a man in, possibly it was here in Maharashtra in the villages. He was going with his torch light in the night, looking throughout the village. And the villagers got up and, what is this man doing? Why is he going in the night with his torch light? So, my dear sir, what are you looking for in the night? I said, I'm looking for the sun. Where is the Surya? After it's gone, I haven't found it, so I'm looking, where did it go? He said, my friend, you won't find the sun with your torch. When the sun comes up, it doesn't require a torch light to see it. It is self-illuminating. The people, in order to understand Krishna, jnana, karma, yoga, they're like trying to go with a torch light. Bhakti yoga is self-illuminating. Where there is bhakti, where there is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, automatically the understanding about Krishna becomes revealed. Where there is Krishna, the problems, they go away. Just like when the sun comes, the darkness goes. So when Narada Muni was traveling over this world, he saw that there was a lot of changes going on at the end of the Dwapara Yuga, that people were starting to become more attracted to sense gratification. That previously people were naturally attracted to God. They were naturally wanting to worship Bhagavan, to do various types of spiritual activities. But he saw now there was a tendency simply to do sense gratification. And that quarrelsome nature was starting to reveal itself. So he took all these symptoms as indications that Krishna would soon leave. the world. So he became very anxious. What is going to happen? What will happen to the people in the age of Kali? When Lord Krishna leaves and Kali begins, how will the people be delivered? So he went immediately to Dwarka to see Lord Krishna. While he was going to Dwarka, meanwhile, in Dwarka, what was happening? There Lord Krishna was in the house of Satyabhama Rani, and he sent over a message that he was going to visit Rukmini. So as soon as Queen Rukmini heard that Krishna was coming, she immediately, with her own hands, she started to organize everyone. She started to clean the floor, getting all the servants, everyone cleaning. She was also cleaning. She wanted to make everything perfect to receive her beloved Lord Krishna. She got the children dressed up. Everything was just perfect. They brought brahmanas. They were chanting mantras. There was banana trees and auspicious sugarcane plants. And the doorway, Purnakumbhas, everything was prepared to make the reception of Krishna most auspicious. When Lord Krishna came, the brahmanas started to chant mantras in glorification of Lord Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Govinda Mari Purushantam Aham Bhajami. There was music, there was everything to make it a very joyful reception for Lord Krishna. Rukmini sent forward the children, they embraced their father. In this way, Krishna smiled to everyone, he received everyone, and he went into the private quarters. There Rukmini sat him down and started to bathe his lotus feet to receive him. Bathing his lotus feet, all of a sudden, Rukmini grabbed his lotus feet and just held them to her chest, and she wouldn't let go. And she kept looking at the lotus face of Lord Krishna, and she was crying. Tears were just pouring down her eyes. And Krishna was very uncomfortable. You're receiving me, but you're crying. What is wrong, Rukmini? My dear Rukmini, tell me, what is wrong? Has there been some domestic fight? Someone is not following your order? Or he started to say different things, suggesting what could be wrong. But these were not why Rukmini was crying. Rukmini, she just looked at the lotus face of Lord Krishna, holding his lotus feet on her chest, and then she was just crying. The Krishna wanted to know, why are you crying? And she said, you don't know why I'm crying? You don't know the reason why I'm crying? You know what Brahma is doing in Satyaloka? You know what everyone is doing all over the universe? But you don't know what your devotee feels for you? Is this the only thing you don't know? I know that Radharani knows why I'm crying today. She knows. But is it that you don't know? Krishna was the star. What do you mean I don't know? Of course I know everything. How can you say I don't know something? What? I mean, what's wrong? What do you mean? Please explain yourself. Why are you crying? Well, Radharani knows why I'm crying. You were in Vrindavan and then you left Vrindavan and she's there alone. She's also crying. Now, you've come to my house, but for how long will you stay? I know I only have you for a short time and you'll leave me. So thinking that you're going to leave me, I can't help but cry. I'll stop crying right now if you promise me you'll never leave me. You'll never leave this house. And then she picked up Rukmini, sat her on his lap. No, no, nothing like that. Don't worry. Why would I leave you? He just wiped the tears off her face with his lotus hands. Very critical time for Lord Krishna. Just at that moment, Narada Muni flew in through the window. Immediately Krishna jumped up. Gurudev! He was respecting Narada Muni as the Gurudev, although Narada Muni was respecting him as the Lord. So then he sat Narada Muni down in a raised seat for the Guru, and now he proceeded to bathe the lotus feet of Narada Muni, playing the part as a Kshatriya, receiving his Guru. But he saw Narada Muni was anxious. He was like shaking. He said, what is this? You are the most dhira, calm person, peaceful person. Why you are agitated? My Guru is agitated. And my Queen is saying, I don't know. What a day. Please tell me, Narada Muni, what is it? Why are you in this state? My dear Lord, I have seen the symptoms around the world. I can tell that soon you're going to leave this world and it is going to be the Kali Yuga. I am very concerned. I am overwhelmed with the thought, what is going to happen to the conditioned souls when you leave? How will they get back to you? How will they serve you? In the age of Kali, when irreligion will predominate, what is the hope for them? Please, my prayer to you is that you do something to deliver these conditioned souls in the age of Kali. So then Lord Krishna said, Tatastaha, so be it. I will fulfill both of your desires. You want that the conditioned souls will be saved from this influence of Kali. And Rukmini is saying that I don't know what my devotee feels for me. Only Radharani and she knows. So all right, I will take the mood of Radharani and I will come again in a golden form, taking Radharani's color and mood, and I will appear in the age of Kali as Gauranga!
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 Arriva!
Arriva!
So Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna came as Gauranga, came not as a Lord, but as a devotee, spreading the devotion of himself. Although he was disguised as a devotee, some could recognize. So, you are very, very fortunate because His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj is filling you with the holy name, the Amrit nectar of the holy name, guiding you in this chanting of the holy name of Krishna, which is the panacea for all the problems of the age of Kali. No one can chant the holy name of Krishna without being properly guided by a pure devotee of Krishna who is totally dedicated to and dependent upon the mercy of Lord Krishna, who's following the footsteps of the great acharyas who are also representing the holy name. The Shiva Purana, the name is mentioned with the syllables. Lord Shiva said these two syllables, Krish and Na. These are the reservoir of all pleasure, the all-attractive form of the Lord. These two syllables are Param Brahma. And they are equal to 3,000 times chanting the name of Vishnu, the Sahasranam of Vishnu. If you chant three times, or if you chant Hare Krishna once, the one name of Krishna has the same effect. So these names are specifically given. There are so many names given. And by chanting those specific vibrations, one gets delivered. And the Srimad Bhagavatam says, even if one circumstantially says that vibration, he can get delivered. But accidentally, if someone says that vibration, there was a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he would regularly go to one Muslim magistrate and request him to chant Hare Krishna. And he would always avoid. One day he said, all right, tomorrow I will chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna! Chanted. You already said the name of Krishna. You've begun. Now don't stop. Go on chanting. You're already delivered by accidentally chanting it. So go on chanting Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare. So I have come here to hear the glories of the holy name from a devotee. So I'm very happy today to see the beautiful deities of Radha Gopinath and Gopalji, Nitai Gaura Chandra, and the beautiful deity of Srila Prabhupada in the Radha Gopinath temple. In the wonderful association of such a sincere devotee as Srila Radhanath Swami. And outside it says lecture will be given by Radhanath Maharaj. So he cannot escape like this. So we all are eager to hear from his divine lips some of the nectar of the holy name. Hare Krishna.
Actually, you came looking for broken pieces of glass, but you have found a rare diamond. Maharaj was speaking the story of Gadadhar Das, how he caused the Kaji to somehow or other say the name of Krishna. And he became so ecstatic. We could get a glimpse of Gadadhar Das's ecstasy from Srila Acharyapada. just by seeing this Kaji say that I will chant the name of Krishna tomorrow, he became filled with joy. Hari Om! You already chanted the name of Krishna. Now your life is perfect. This is the joy of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya. In fact, this is our life and soul. When Srila Prabhupada went to the Western world, he had no money, he had no support, but he had one thing. He had complete faith that anyone, however sinful they may be, if they simply sincerely take the name of Krishna, they will achieve the highest perfection of prema bhakti, pure love of God. And on the basis of this faith, he sat alone in a little park in the lower east side of New York City. He didn't even have a pair of karatals. And he just chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And through this great enthusiasm which he had to induce others to chant the name of Krishna, hundreds and thousands, millions of people all over the world are perfecting their lives by chanting Harinam. Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Dinahina yata chilo harinama udarilo tarasaki jagai madhai. That even the two most sinful of all sinners, Jagai and Madhai, who had committed every possible abominable action, they were murderers, rapists, extortionists, thieves, blasphemers. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, when they saw their abominable condition, their goal of life was to somehow or other induce them to chant the name of Krishna. Even at the risk of their very lives, Srila Prabhupada has said that the devotees in this Krishna consciousness movement, their business is not simply to defeat people in argument and debate. Their only business, our only business, is to somehow induce people to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Because this is the only hope of spiritual salvation in this age of Kali. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranjita. And we must have this faith. If we simply have this faith, Krishna guarantees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given his word that we will achieve the ultimate perfection of pure devotional service. But of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to bring about the inauguration of the Harinam Sankirtan movement. This means that it is required that in order to properly chant the holy names, we must have the association of sincere devotees. And we must learn to associate with devotees in a mood of service, not in a mood to enjoy, but in a mood to be enjoyed. Gopi Bharatu Padakamala Yoradasa Dasanudas. To aspire for the one and only position of being the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord is the proper consciousness in which we can come together and with great intimacy resound with a tumultuous roar, the holy name of Krishna. And let that sound vibration travel to all corners of the universe and purify all living beings. This is the dream of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is what he came to this world to establish. And this is our life and soul, in whatever small way we can, to assist in the divine grace of our Guru Maharaj by helping to enlighten all conditioned souls by the name of Krishna. And the greatest service we can offer to one another is through our humility and through our sincerity to inspire one another to cry out the name of Krishna. As Srila Acharyapada has said, it is the essence of all knowledge. It is the conclusion of all the Vedas. Vedavyas, he took the one Veda and divided it into four: Atharva Veda, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, and Sama Veda. He elaborated on that by writing the 108 Upanishads, the Itihastas, the Mahabharata, the Vedanta Sutra, the 18 Puranas. He was still not satisfied. When his Gurudev, Sri Narada Rishi, explained to him that until you write the beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the essence of all Vedic literatures, you haven't really given the pure truth. The Srimad Bhagavatam was the last word of Vedavyas, the summation of all knowledge. And what is the last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam? The final word, the ultimate instruction of Srila Vyasadeva: Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam. That in this age of Kali, just by chanting the holy name of the Lord in congregation, by performing Sankirtan and bowing down in humility before the Lord, one is relieved of all sins and achieves divine love. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the living embodiment of all the precepts of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, coming to reveal by his own example how to chant the name of Krishna. Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Humble like the blade of grass, tolerant like the tree, ready to offer all respects to others and expect no respect for oneself. In our lives, in all of our activities, in all of our service, we should be striving and praying to have this consciousness. Because then, Kirtaniya Sadahari, we can fulfill the purpose of this human life by always chanting the holy names of Krishna and inducing all to chant the name of Krishna. So we are so very grateful. Srila Jai Pathak Maharaj has given us such a wonderful and enlightening, purifying discourse on the glories of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Sankirtan movement. And we would like to invite you to come again and again and again. And as a humble offering, we want to give you one gift. Because we know what pleases you best. When you see everyone joyfully dancing to the kirtan of the holy name and chanting very loudly, Is there anything that pleases you better than this? He has, just to visit us, he has flown all the way from Bahrain. I don't even know where Bahrain is, but he's flown all the way from there. He didn't even sleep last night. So I humbly beg at the lotus feet of all of you this evening, let us give him a wonderful gift in reciprocation of his love by loudly and enthusiastically chanting.